Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
The diplomatic row surrounding Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the International Criminal Court has intensified. That's after New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani says that Netanyahu should be arrested if he visits New York City. In response, Israel's Prime Minister issued a strongly worded statement. What really is likely to happen here? Is this all just a little bit of a publicity or drama, or is there something a little bit more substantial to it? And is there need for Netanyahu to be concerned? Ariel Whitman is the editor of the op-ed section. He's a reporter at Globes. Ariel, a very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. I hope you are well.
Good morning, Howard.
So let's just talk about this. Is this Mamdani just being Mamdani? Or is there any reason, any substantive reason for Netanyahu to be concerned?
First of all, it is Mamdani being Mamdani, but in the sense that Mamdani is a real Israel hater, and I would argue a Jew hater. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I think he's a Jew hater is that he endorsed three candidates. All three won, all three very anti-Israel, very anti-American, crazy candidates. One of them was Jewish. And it turns out that his wife posted only that she was happy about two of them. And guess which two? The non-Jews. And he would really love to arrest Netanyahu. He's supposedly holding meetings with trying to find loopholes. He's really working hard on it while his city is like burning. Crime is up, you know, cost of living, which he was elected for, is up. He's not really able to fulfill any of his promises. There are no free buses. The grocery stores that he promised will take at least 10 years to build. So he's really not doing anything. Oh, he's freezing rents that'll make everything more disgusting and public housing that will not be available. And all of this stuff that isn't working, but he's very obsessed with Netanyahu. Do I think that it's actually going to happen? Probably not. I mean, I don't think he has jurisdiction. I think the court itself, the ICC, doesn't have jurisdiction in the U.S. or in Israel because both countries are not part of the court and never signed up to any jurisdiction of the court over them, which, by the way, great decision in retrospect. So I don't think it's going to happen. I think that Netanyahu would love for it to happen, actually. Could you imagine? He goes to the UN to give a speech. He gets arrested for 5 minutes because he'll be out on bail like 5 minutes later. And he gets the best photo op ever before an election in Israel where he gets to say, I am fighting for you. I am going to all these places, even though they might arrest me. And here they did arrest me. And yet I'm still standing up for you. And still, you know, all these people that claim to hate Netanyahu would be handing him a great political win. So, I mean, without even saying whether I like Netanyahu or not, if you genuinely hate Netanyahu, which Mamdani says he does, you would be handing him the greatest victory ever 5 minutes before an election here. So none of it makes sense, and I don't think that it would really happen. And I think in a way, it gives all of this discussion even is like a win for Mamdani because he probably knows there's no chance of it happening, and he still talks about it. It's throwing a bone to his base, and just, you know, it's just
win for him, which is really very much his go to. As you said in the beginning, he doesn't. There's not much he's actually doing for the city of New York, but he certainly talks the talk, and this is just continuing that theme or that style.
Yeah, the fact that the Prime Minister of Israel put out a press release yesterday on his ex and probably in other places, but more prominently on his ex account, the official Prime Minister's office, not just Bibi's personal account, I think is really weird. I think it's a big
mistake. I was going to ask you about that because to me that struck me as really foolish. In a way, you're handing power to a person who doesn't have any.
Exactly. No, there's no reason for it. The president of the United States said it wouldn't happen. So why would you, like, why are you even meddling in it? Let the Justice Department of under President Donald Trump, who said it wouldn't happen, fight your fight and just shut up. And so I think the prime minister tends to here get into all of these small tit for tats. It's my opinion, it works for him politically on this internally, but realistically, there's no reason for him to do it, and it lends legitimacy to something that shouldn't have any. And like you said, it's very easy to throw, like they do in Arab countries. Every time there's something that doesn't work, they blame it on the Jews. There's a shark that kills someone in Sharm el-Sheikh in Egypt, so the Egyptian media says it's the Zionist sharks. In a way, this is the same type of thing. New York isn't getting better. You have a lot of rich people leaving the city, so the tax base is growing smaller. So what does he do? He says it's the Jews. I'm going to start arresting the Zionist leader who's coming. So why would you lend it any, like, ignore it? Like, what's the point? What do you gain out of it, putting out this message? Nothing. You just gain sort of, you're also in the media fighting Mamdani. How does that help Israel's image? How does it help your image in the world? How does it, the only thing it does is maybe internally get some of his base excited. But it also along the way helps the mayor's office feel more like it has a legitimate case here. So I think it's a joke. I think that at this point we are the war in Iran seems to be ramping up. You should be handling that. But we're also going towards an election in October, so every little amount of publicity helps. But if we actually go to a war, I don't think anyone will remember anything, any of this. And he might not even come to New York because of the security situation, and which seems to be precarious at this point. Last night, America bombed Tabriz, which they haven't struck yet until now. We actually had parts of missiles falling in Eilat. So,
I found that interesting that Israel could have absolutely used that as an opportunity to launch an attack, but didn't. Which means Israel too is holding back at this point, as Iran seems to do when it comes to Israel.
Well, I think Israel would love to get in the fight, so I disagree. Israel is looking really for the pretext to get in. They really want to finish the job off this time. I think there's a consensus among the military and political class on both sides, by the way, of the aisle, that if there was any, criticism of Netanyahu during the last ceasefire, was that he wasn't fighting and strong enough and fast enough. And so both sides are itching at the bit to get in. Yesterday was pieces of the, not even of the missile, was pieces of the anti-missile, the sort of that fell in like shrapnel of the. So it wasn't actually the missile, but it was the people. It hit Aqaba, which is right across the border from Eilat. We'll see. Three Americans died. Another one in Iraq also. So four Americans died from Iranian explosives, whether it's a missile or a drone in Iraq. So we'll see what Trump does. I mean, Trump knows that Israel would really love to get in. And I think it would also, help carry the load in terms of American servicemen being put in danger because you'd be able to share it with Israelis. So I think we might get very close to doing something soon, in terms of on Israel's part. And the fact that Iran hasn't shot here means that they're really worried about the Israeli response. They literally have shot at every single American ally in the Middle East except for Israel during this tit for tat over the past few weeks. And so you can imagine why, because they know that Israel is strong and Israel will defend itself and attack them five times harder. And this shows, by the way, for any country in the world, that if people are scared of you, they won't attack you. And if you are willing to use the force you have, then people will want to stop you from using it before you have the chance. So I think this, in a way, gives a lot of lessons to countries all over the world. That if you want to be safe and secure, build your military up, don't be afraid to use it when you need to, and in a smart way.
Absolutely. Peace through strength. Ariel Whitman, thank you as always for chatting to us, bringing us that perspective. Ariel is the editor of the op-ed section at Globes. He is a reporter and a podcaster.